Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday night, and what a Wednesday. What a Wednesday it has been. In fact, it's been a great start to the week. So welcome to Raising the Vibration. And yes, we do it with love. My name is John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email, John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. From the website, you can get me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So yes, I hope you guys have had a fantastic start to the week. It's been amazing here over in the UK. I've just managed to get back in time to do this show. I'm glad we did put it back till 10 o'clock because I've been out doing a demonstration in the church this evening. And yes, Wednesday night, everybody, as we've been advertising over the past week, very special guest coming on to talk to us tonight by the name of Sheila Applegate. I'm not going to tell you too much about her because we're going to ask her some amazing questions. So tonight, everybody, it's not going to be the usual call-in show where we talk to spirit and answer your questions and stuff like that, okay? It's going to be a little bit different like we did a few weeks ago, where if you do have any questions for Sheila about what she does and things like that, then yes, please call in. But it's not going to be the normal sort of questions and answers from spirit. The show is all about dedicated to spreading the knowledge and love of spirit, because that's what we do. We love helping people where we can across the earth. So please share the show as much as you can, guys, because we like to reach as many people as far and wide with all different kinds of stuff going on, not just with spiritual problems, but you know, things that are going on in life as well, because we all go through them. Anyway, enough of me chatting and going on. Let's go over to our very special guest and let's say hello to Sheila. Sheila, welcome.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, no, it's an absolute pleasure. And we were just having a quick chat before and so much excitement. It was really strange that on the way back tonight from rugby, when I was driving back, I could tell that spirit were making the way for me to get back as well, because we were talking about excitement. Even cars were pulling over on the side of the road, letting me go past.
And
a parking
awesome.
And a parking space outside ready waiting for me. It's been awesome. So thank you very much for coming on the show. It's an absolute pleasure and an honor, especially for what you're going to do with us tonight. It is really pretty cool. So quickly then, Sheila, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself. Because I know that with the bio that you sent through, you've got MSW, Conscious Consultant, Presenter, Award-winning Author and Entrepreneur. What does the MSW stand for? I've got to ask you.
That is master's in social work. I began my career as a clinical counselor, child and family counselor. And then I springboarded off to do readings and spiritual healings for about 15 years. And then I made another shift, and I am using my gifts in some new and exciting projects.
Ah, okay, yeah, because there was a shift, wasn't there, with from your readings and everything else that you did, and you took a bit of time off with that as well, getting used to whatever it was. But how did that come about, and what is it, what sort of entailed within that shift, if you can tell us?
Well, to give a little bit more background for people who don't know me, I did spiritual readings and channeled messages, primarily from Isis and Magdalene. And my book is also, it's called Enchanted One, The Portal to Love. And that is actually a book that includes channeled messages from Isis and Magdalene I received throughout years of doing live group messages. And in that time, I needed to integrate what they were teaching me. And so I took some time and I focused my attention on really establishing myself and understanding those messages. And then I included that in the book as the practical application of how do you do this as a human. So about almost 2 years ago now, I just reached a point, and most of my work has always been about teaching people. And that's what I like about you, John, is that I hear you also, when you're bringing out messages, you're normalizing it and you're reminding people that they know how to do this too. And that's been my passion all along. So I got to a point where I said, I want to do more. And I think in our world, we think that communicating with spirit and doing these energy healings, which are called miracles in our society, is the end product. And I think it's the beginning, the baseline where all humans should be. So I just wanted to live in conscious oneness and help bring that to the world in a new way. And since then, I've established a program and helped launch some other amazing practitioners in running the program, that's a 12-week course that teaches people to live in oneness. And I'm working on a creative project in the fictional realm to bring the message through that way. And I also work with entrepreneurs, and I work with authors, and I work with entertainers in order to bring spirit into those avenues. So that's
fantastic.
It in a nutshell.
Love it. Very, very busy. Brilliant. So your book that you've just spoken about, where can people get hold of that book, and obviously get hold of yourself?
It's on Amazon. In Barnes & Noble, for people who have access to Barnes & Noble. It's in bookstores if you ask for it. A lot of bookstores have it, not all of them, of course. And you can also visit my website, SheilaAppelgate.com is a portal that kind of shoots you off into all my other websites. And there is a website that directly for the Enchanted One if you want to contact and get a signed copy from me directly.
Fantastic. Well, I shall certainly be looking for that later on and having a good read. Superb. So a little bit about channeling, because that's what you're going to do with us this evening. Just if you could just explain to everybody what is channeling.
When I first began doing spiritual readings and communication, there's the mediums and there's the psychics and there's the channelers, and I'm one of those probably early indigos that really does not like labels. And so I really resisted all the labels because I see myself as a human. But channeling is one that it made sense to me, in that I'm just turning the channel. Just like you turn on a television, the energy is always there. And when you turn on the telly, then you tune into one station. If you don't like that channel, you can move over to another. So in the one frequency, to me, that's all that it is. It's just shifting my attention to a space where I can bring forth a different frequency of information, a different channel. When I refer to it with what I'm doing tonight, that's another level in which I will be allowing the energies to blend with mine, to merge. I don't disappear, but I share space with them and just surrender myself so much that that energy is able to speak in first person. Of course, it moves through me. I am the vessel, so there is an aspect of me that is imprinted in it, but I'm my personal individual identity isn't taking the lead.
Okay, so it's almost like, I suppose in a way, almost like a trance state. Is it of what you do, or?
It is. Yes, and one of the things that I do is teach people conscious meditation, which is a technique that I've come up with to help people meditate and reach that kind of trance state while staying very conscious and being yep. able to navigate through physical world things. So I would say it's like that, although yep. most of my attention is over in those energies. So I would not be doing any math problems at the time.
Brilliant. So how did with imagining how did you come about channeling with those two?
Well, let me start by telling you, I'm sure a lot of you and probably a lot of your listeners have heard of Abraham Hicks and the messages that she brings through mm-hmm. of Abraham. And way back before I even really jumped off of being a clinical social worker, I heard a channeling from them and something went through my whole body. And I said, I never want to do that. In retrospect, the fact that that's how I reacted to something so foreign probably yeah. was an indication of where I was going. But I thought it was kind of like at that point, and that this is fascinating because I noticed her shift over the years, but at that point, when she opened up the channel, her voice changed and she just sounded very, very different. And I said, my vanity said, I don't want to do that. That sounds strange. So jump ahead a few years and I was already doing spiritual readings. I was teaching meditations and Reiki and very connected to spirit. And one day I was laying on the couch. I was not in a meditation, but I was kind of stressing over my twin flame relationship. I did know my twin flame in the physical world. He has since then crossed to the spirit world. But at the time I was navigating the earthly relationship of that very intense bond, and I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And Magdalene appeared in my living room, and I was not in a channeled space or a reading or a meditation. It was more of a hologram standing in front of me, which I took notice with. She introduced herself and she told me that she was Jesus's twin flame. She told me that I would be going through a difficult few years, but that she would be right by my side. And then she placed her hand on my heart and there was so much love that I completely overlooked the fact that she said I was going to have a hard few years. And I just felt that love and I let her guide me. And she was right. It was a difficult few years, as I said, leading up to my twin flame's transition into the spirit world. And since then, she helped me through that whole process. I apologize. I did not turn the ringer off, and I think people probably are hearing that in the background.
That's all right. I was just thinking, spirit of calling.
Right? It's not close enough for me to do anything about it. But you can tell I'm out of habit of this. So anyway, she later, after years of working with me, she said, okay. And I was bringing her messages forward, but in wow. third person with her standing next to me and I was describing it. And then she said, now I want to go in and merge with you and I want to talk in first person. And
awesome.
I said, no way. No way. I don't want to do that. And then she placed her hand on my heart and I said yes, that I was channeling with her ever since then.
How cool is that? That is just awesome. That is really cool. And you obviously love it now. Obviously, you know, you know, everybody has that little bit of apprehension, you know, with new things and stuff. And now, all these years later, it's obviously just second nature to you. And you just absolutely love it. You can just tell by the way you talk.
It's true. I mean, she is like a sister, and she did introduce me to the vibration of Isis. I did not have any, you know, cognitive recognition of Isis, but she told me along the way that Isis was her teacher when she was here on Earth, and so Isis started coming in. Those were the first two that I let in. I was very picky, and I still think people should be, you know, you're sharing your body, your space.
Yeah.
So as I developed and had more confidence in myself and my own boundaries, I have opened up to other channels, messages, and I'm, as long as I want to do it, I can pretty much open to any frequency I want to channel.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's always good to have that, our own little bit of control as well. Even with the mediumship and the spiritual kind of work, you know, it's always good to have that little bit of control over things of when it's like setting that intention of when they can come in and who can come in, and not who can come in, because obviously the gatekeepers will work all that out anyway. But yeah, having that little bit of control always works for everything. So it would be good, actually, somebody's just reminding me, for people that don't know Mary Magdalene, can you give us a little bit of background on her?
Yes. I was raised like a lot of people were raised. I was raised Protestant, and so we had a little bit of knowledge of Magdalene in my teachings growing up, but mostly she was considered a whore. And that really isn't the impression that she has told me. She was, according to the message I get from her, she was Jesus's beloved, his twin flame, and by at least spiritual means, his wife, and they have had children together. And it's the union of her and Jesus together that actually created the fullness of Jesus's energy that he was able to bring forth. So in our world, we sort of lost the divine feminine in a lot of ways, and this is a perfect example of it. We have the masculine standing forth as our prophet, as our teacher, and we have stripped the fact that it was that union that helped him reach that place. And it is the union of the divine feminine and the divine masculine through the twin flame frequency, which does not have to be a physical world experience, but just feeling that blend of the alpha and the omega and tuning into that, that allows us to be in our full power as humans here and full consciousness, and to really excel and live that enchanted and enlightened life.
Fantastic. So with the twin flame, because there's a lot of misconceptions about the twin flame. Everybody's got their own truth to each individual sort of spiritual thing. So can you, with the twin, obviously people think, you know, oh, they get into a relationship, oh, this person's so perfect, is, you know, that's my twin flame, blah, blah, blah. Does that happen a lot at this time, or are they mistaking a soulmate for a twin flame, or do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. When I first started this work, nobody was talking about twin flames. I met my twin flame. My friend said that I had learned about it in the class back in my metaphysical classes way back, but it must have just gone right through me. Another one of those, I don't want to know about it. But when I met him, it was just, you can't, it was not a romantic relationship for me, especially in the beginning, but it's a union, and it is a soul connection. And it's, if you have experienced your twin flame on Earth, you're relieved to hear the term because nothing else makes sense. But if you haven't, if you're seeking your twin flame, or you're hoping that meeting a twin flame is going to give you that perfect relationship, especially in the romance area that you're seeking, then I think you're a little off the mark. Now, I say that, and I also honor that people have their own definitions, and as twin flame has become more mainstream, or at least in our world of mainstream, people are using it for different reasons. So I guess I would ask them, what is their definition, before I would say, hey, you're way off. You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
I tell them, you're way off.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, I suppose we're at that point of the show. If Mary is ready and willing, so looking forward to this. I just really can't imagine what's going to come out. So is this something you just go straight into, or do you have to prepare? How does it work?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm equally as excited about this. like we've said, I have not done it. It's not that I haven't been using my gifts or channeling, because I am working with individuals, and I'm using this frequency, this energy every day of my life. I'm communicating with them, but I haven't been asked in a very long time, or asked for a public message. And just to give the listeners a little background, Magdalene, I was introduced to you because somebody that I know, a friend and colleague, had been on your show. And so he asked me to listen to a section of it, because it was actually referencing part of an event we had done the day before. And so when I listened to you, all of a sudden Mary Magdalene came in so strong. And when she comes in and she has something she wants, you do not ignore her. She just keeps pestering and pestering. And so that's how she picked you, John, as well as this time, and she has a message. And so I've had a little inkling throughout the day in my dialogue with her of maybe some of the things she's going to talk about, but I'm going to receive this download with everybody. So I'm equally as excited. I just wanted to say that. And then to answer your question about how I do it, I am going to say an opening prayer, and I'll say that out loud for everyone to hear. But basically what I'm doing is I'm bringing the energies down from all that is oneness, enchanted one, through the Alpha and the Omega state, through the what I call the vibrant new earth state, at the ascended crystal canyon state, and my physical state. And I do that through acknowledging the frequency of the guides that I work with in all of those parts of my vortex. That's sort of my vortex of living in oneness. So you're going to hear a prayer that is going to speak about my guides. And of course, Isis and Magdalene will be in there. And then once I align with that, I will just say that I'm surrendering myself, and Magdalene will begin to speak. You may hear a slight change in my voice. I was telling you before we got on the call that in the beginning it was much stronger, because my vibration wasn't matching theirs. So when their energy, that's why if you hear people channel and their voice changes, it's not that they're mimicking necessarily the voice of that being. It's that the energy moving through their vocal cords isn't matching the frequency that they're living at. And so there's a little bit of a reverb or a shift in that. The more that I've worked with them, the more blended we are, and the less that change is. So people may hear a shift, they may not. But that's basically cool. What I'm going to do. I'll just say the opening prayer, and then I'll begin.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you. Dear God, Goddess, Creator of all that is, Alpha, Omega, Enchanted One, Solar Ra, Isis and Ra, Magdalene and Yezu, Two Feathers, all of the Ascended Master Beings and Angelic Hosts who are here with us, we give thanks. I completely surrender now into the vibration of all that is, drawing forth from this reflection those vibrations that are here to guide, support, and harmonize in this moment. And from this space, I surrender myself now, expanding my attention to include the vibration that we know as Magdalene, and I give thanks. Beloved ones, It is with extreme joy and celebration that I come to you today. You have already begun to feel the frequency of love and joy and excitement that we are bringing through in this moment. And there are many reasons why I have chosen this moment to speak, and the words that I have for you come from the depth of my heart. One of the reasons that I have chosen this beautiful soul that you know as John to be the host to this message. One of the many wonderful reasons is that he is holding a space of the divine masculine and the divine feminine in the very frequency of Glastonbury, of the London, of England, of all of these beautiful, beautiful energies for which I am so familiar. And by connecting even through the airwaves, I feel my heart and my vessel's heart once again enchanted by the love of that sacred land. But that is not the only message. I come to you today with excitement and joy at the transformation of our world. And I know that at times it is difficult for you to look around you, to see what is happening and to think, how is it that these souls keep coming in and bringing these messages of joy and hope and celebration when it looks like our world is falling apart? And I say to you, the world is falling into place more than it ever has been before. And I place my loving hand on each one of your hearts so that you feel the truth of what I know. I and my beloved and many beings have walked this earth, have loved you, have held space for a new generation of human beings, and the time has come. There was a time when my voice was not heard, and then, not too long ago, it began to be heard. People started to remember the divine, loving, feminine energy that is within all of us, and they started to bring it forward. And there has been a balancing. And that is and has been occurring, but what I speak to you today is of a generation of human beings, old, ancient souls and new souls, new evolved crystalline beings coming to the earth and raising into their vibration to bring forth a new and vibrant world. It is time to meld the physicality of earth with a frequency of miracle, enlightenment, love that is of that vibrant new earth. The frequency that we speak of is a new space, spirituality blending with physicality. And the bridge, I say to you, is in the heart and in the mind as one. The bridge is the ability to live in the physical world, embracing the emotions. Yes, emotions, even those that you find tough, they are the bridge to the level that we are moving to. Look across this world. Much even of the religions and spiritualities has been led by the mind. We are moving now out of a phase in which amazing information was brought forward. Consciousness, oneness, these concepts, the effect on the body, energetic healing. But most of them have been brought forward with the mind. The goal being for so long to reach a state of consciousness in which you no longer care about the human experience. You no longer feel emotions or duality. And I say, that time is done. We are ushering in a new era, an era in which we will embrace emotions. We will feel them, but we will feel them with a consciousness, with an understanding, and without a disconnect. The only reason that emotions are so difficult for you is because when you allow yourself to move into them, you also often forget that you are loved and connected, and that you, your little self, is not the one figuring these things out. You forget that everything is okay, and you move into survival. But there is no need for that now. There is so much love. Can you feel the love that pours upon you now? Don't only listen to my words, hear my words, but feel my words. The frequency that I offer you is an open heart. Many of you are finding your way into this consciousness that I speak of. There are many gateways to this, through the whole vessel of emotion, through the twin flame, through grief, through turmoil, disrupt, and through creative energy. Let me speak for a moment on each of these. Each of these acts is a gateway to this space in which physicality and spirit are one and embraced in the physical world we know as Earth. We are not going to heaven anymore. We are bringing heaven down. And heaven is not some fantasy concept. It's a frequency of Earth that is of a higher vibration, just like when you reach for your higher self. It is you, but it is a part of you that is more expansive, is racing at a higher frequency, has a higher understanding, has a greater perspective. That is the earth, the heaven that we are bringing to merge with our earth. Just as this vessel, Sheila, spoke, it took her time to get used to my vibration shared within her body. But now as we speak, I assume that you can barely hear the difference between us. And now each one of us are doing that. You are doing that. You are doing that with your higher self. And as a collective, our earth is doing that. We are bringing the higher vibrations of the earth, soul, to merge with the physicality that we know here. We are not destroying our earth. We are moving in as we always were meant to the higher frequency, to a space where imagination leads us, creativity is our forum, to a space in which we are loved beyond understanding, to a space where we create and we experience and we play in the five senses. We play like clay in the density of physicality, and we play in the spirit at the same time. So I ask you, what is your gateway? And there may be many. There probably will be many, as the vessel I'm speaking with through now is reminding me that she also had many gateways to this space of consciousness. The twin flame union, as we have brought up here before, and is an important part. I want to speak to those of you who are seeking or entering consciousness through the twin flame union. And if this is in the physical world or it is not, you have access. The twin flame union is the ability to remember that you are whole and one. And even when an aspect of yourself seems to be apart from you, you are one. It is the Alpha and the Omega within one soul. When you know each other in the physical world, you are mirrors to each other at the deepest level. You challenge each other like no one else will. But whether you know each other in the physical world or you are tuning into a vibration that you recognize, that union must come first from the vibration of spirit and then the physical, and that is why it is a gateway. because it will not work if you focus only on the physical. It will become destructive and hurtful and uncomfortable. If you focus only on the physical and think that focusing on the physical will allow the spiritual to fall in place, allow everything else, it is the opposite. You must first focus on the spirit and then allow the physical to bring it into form. And these relationships that many of you have found in the physical world, they act as a gateway because it only works that way and it challenges you and it's so intense in the feeling of God within each of you that it breaks down your barriers. More twin flames are coming together. And some people believe they have a twin flame relationship in the physical world, and yet it is a soulmate. But that does not matter, because beyond this, we are all one. And when you use this experience to unify yourself with the wholeness of your soul, it acts as a beautiful and loving gateway for you to experience what I speak of today. So this is one gateway. Another gateway is grief. The loss of a loved one, the loss or the death of a loved one is often a gateway. Other gateways of grief can occur, such as work, losing a job or losing a dream, losing a relationship form, whatever that is. The grief itself lends its way as a gateway. Let us speak now of those who have lost people to the experience that we call death. Let them be your gateway. You will grieve. You will experience emotions that you cannot control. That is part of the gateway, opening yourself to experience the harder emotions, releasing and purging the density of those things that you refuse to experience, and allowing yourself to move through that, to feel the space of love there. And then also, there is the longing, the remembrance that your soul, that your person, your loved one is with you all the time, there, guiding you, calling you to bring your attention to the higher consciousness in which it is normal and easy to communicate. Let your loved one lead you. Create dialogue. Love each other. Talk. Assume that they are there and let the gate open from your showing up. This is another beautiful way in which some people experience the gateway into consciousness. Consciousness. Living in spirit and physical in the exact same moment, keeping your attention in both places, feels so beautiful. I am so excited to feel the love in all of you and to see there is a generation of souls, and I speak to you, not on age generations, for many of you have been here for quite some time on Earth, but it is a new breed of humans that are coming and staying and remembering and loving. There is much joy. So one more gateway that I will speak to you of today is that which we call finances, but really is the trigger of survival of the ego. Of survival, comma, of the ego. And of survival of the ego, because the ego must survive. It must expand. It must excel. It must grow. It must become more of itself, because we cannot be in oneness and push anything aside. And I say to you today, that which you may have called ego, or maybe you are simply thinking of survival, your instinct to survive, that is how I speak to you of ego. It is the primitive instinct to survive. And now money and finances seems to be a gateway to experiencing that full on. In spirit, we sometimes smile because never have many more people been so supported and have access to so much and felt such fear that they could lose it all and that they would not survive. We are not, for the most part, especially for those of you here listening to me today, we are not facing tigers very frequently anymore, and yet we still have that same instinctual reaction. But that too, even that, is a gateway. When we allow ourselves to stand in that and to shift our attention to spirit, to trust, to the biggerness of the universe, to experience that through us. And then we are one, and we feel it, and we move into it. And when we take that instinct to survive that many have called ego, and we bring it with us into this new frequency, it excels. It helps us to take that energy and ground it into the earth. There is so much here, but what I wanted most to bring you is the love of spirit, the celebration, the knowing that this is a beautiful and exciting time. And when you feel the butterflies, do not interpret it as fear. Know that I have told you today it is excitement, because we are here to create in everything, no matter what it looks like to the lower eye, is in alignment. And I give you thanks. I give thanks to the being that we know as Isis, as Magdalene, for the message that she brings forth today. And now I expand out of insistence my energy into the vibration of Isis, that she may speak through me very briefly. I call to you today to place a smile upon that which my beloved sister has spoken to you. I am with you also. I come to you with fierce love, the love that will take you through the difficult times. I am with you. And I too see the beauty. I do not deny that there is things in front of us that seem to be very dark, but I tell you that the darkness is also in the light. We are not trying to step above duality. We are not trying to avoid duality. We are remembering that within duality, so is oneness, and that they are two aspects of the same being. We are here to bring them together, and we are watching that in the world now. So as you see that rising up, that which you would say is not of you, is so far away from who you are and want to be, I say to you, that too is with you. And we are one, and it is the dance of the light and the dark, the shadow and the light, that brings forth the miracles of creativity that we see in physicality. Do not be afraid, for there is only one direction that any vibration of all that is can go, and that is the expansion and retraction to its center. And so it is always happening. And in that beauty, we all are. And so it is. I give thanks to the vibration of Isis also for the message that she has brought forward. I ask that the messages that came through me today be felt and heard by each one of you in your own way. I ask that each one of you hear that which is meant for you in this moment, and that the love and the support that has come through be felt in every cell of your body. And I give thanks. Amen. All right.
Wow. How do you feel now?
Good. Good.
Yeah. Does that take a lot out of you, or do you just feel the same, or?
No, I feel energized. It's fun to have those energies. And dance with them, be in that space. So, Again, I wouldn't be doing math problems very well right now, but I feel good.
That was, I don't know how to explain that. I'm still in a state of awe right from the start. The whole energy completely changed even where I am at the minute. There was like a whole row of spirit people across the back wall waiting to listen to what was going to be said. And the energy just ramped up in here. It was mad. The whole of my chest area, my heart area was just going mental. It was just everything that was said. I mean, right from the start, you know, about the world being in place, you know, into place and not apart was is exactly what I've been saying for quite a long time. Everything that's happening that's being knocked down is, you know, getting ready to be rebuilt, and the earth, you know, rebuilding itself and replenishing itself and so on. Wow, it's just an awesome message, a lot to take in, but, you know, we're so thankful and so grateful for Mary Magdalene and Isis to come through like that. So we send them lots of love and thanks for the message. While you're doing that, can you recall what was said?
Yes, I can. I don't know if I could recall every single bit of it, but probably nobody could, right?
No.
It's all in me. So, yes, I do have a memory. I don't leave. I'm right there with them listening at the same time. And like
Brilliant.
I said, it's now that we've been hanging out together so long, it is things that I, like you, really know and experience, always getting some nuggets of new information and joy, but the feeling of it. And I'm glad that you went right to that you felt it. Because I think that is, and I know she mentioned that today, that is as important as the word, just giving us time to feel that energy.
I hope some of the listeners was feeling that as well, because I know I certainly could. And it was almost immense, but there was just so much love in the room. It's hard to describe. But some of the things that Mary touched on as well, with the new beings coming on Earth as well, you know, I always keep saying to people, you know, the children that are being born at the minute, you know, in this sort of era, you know, are here to help with this new space of love and everything, and it's just great to have that confirmation as well. Which is pretty awesome. I mean, is there anything that you can remember that you want to touch on as well through the through what was said?
I agree with you about the new children coming, and I think even some of the adults ushering the way, and then there's some of us who've been here, and we're sort of that, we're helping also here be a bridge. So that is definitely important for us all to remember, you know, to trust in the changes. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. The other thing that is coming to mind, and I think I was thinking this while she was talking to the twin flames, I thought she was going to say it and she didn't. There was also this understanding that I was experiencing that it is a message for twin flames that are working their way in the physical, so when she was speaking, and I don't remember if she said this or not, but this feeling that I got was that that more and more twin flames are coming together in the physical world. And even though it can be challenging, remember that it is a gateway and that it is important to work from spirit down and to use that relationship, no matter what the form, to grow yourself and to reach that conscious oneness. But at the same time, it's important to know that wave of people coming in, that wave of the new human, isn't just about the new birth, but also about people living here. There's a new wave of ability to stay on Earth and to be in form with your twin flame while also being in a spiritual union with them. So I think people who are experiencing that sometimes look at the ones that have gone before them and say, you know, is this ever going to happen? Is it even possible on Earth? And to be honest, it really wasn't very possible on Earth in the past to stay together for any length of time, but now it is. So.
Yeah, you're right. It did seem a bit of, for especially between sort of my, I'd say probably 20, 30 years ago, you know, before that, there was people that were together for a long time, you know, and then all of a sudden we've gone through that spate of lots of, everybody's just having lots and lots of short relationships and stuff going on. And now it seems to be turning around again. Definitely, you can definitely see it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think what was happening, if you look at it from the spirit point of view, which it sounds like you had that same understanding, is as we were reaching this point, we were finishing a lot of things up and we were moving much more rapidly. We're living on Earth longer and we're transforming much more rapidly. So relationships take on a different meaning. But at some point, once we get to that point of consciousness, and being fully human, whether it's with a twin flame or not. And like I said, mine is in the spirit world. So my partner is not a twin flame, but two conscious people that are no longer using relationship to learn and grow. I mean, we're always growing, but they're not trying to become whole in a relationship. They're trying to share their wholeness in creativity. It puts a whole new dialogue into the romantic relationships that are coming forward.
Mm. Yeah. Fantastic. And she was, I like the way she's talking about the new era as well and embracing the emotions of the new era, which was really good as well. Because then with the feminine, the masculine side of things, so do you feel that it's more getting that duality, bringing the more feminine side in now with the emotions and embracing the emotions to move forward as such?
Yeah, and that's certainly that part. Isn't new to me. That's something I've worked, you know, I started out as a counselor, so I kind of dedicated myself to emotions right from high school on. But that's definitely something that I believe strongly and learned from them. And I think it's important that they brought that message forward. But that realization, like, look at the spirit around. There's so many people that come to me that have trained and have really mastered a lot of spirituality at very high levels, and they don't want to live. They just don't have a passion. And if we look at the lack of passion in our world, or that numbing, you know, that's why people say, you know, people make fun of people on the spiritual path as just sort of living in la la land. But we earned that reputation by denying ourselves that physical world and emotional experience. So true passion comes when you're able to live in all these emotions and still feel connected.
Yeah, there's a lot of words or names that that we get called in the spiritual movement. Usually the one over here is weirdo. There's that weirdo. Okay, yeah,
I just stopped going around people that think like that. Thanks
I don't mind being called a weirdo, that's all right. And I like the way as well she was talking about the bringing the heaven frequency down to Earth as well, obviously, because we're going through all these transformations with this new vibration that's going on with the planet and everything else as well, I suppose our universe in a way. So it's nice for her to confirm as well that that they were bringing the heaven frequency closer to Earth. That was really interesting as well. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's such a huge shift and people are catching up to that. When I first started, I started learning I was intuitive my whole life, but studying metaphysics in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, even when I started teaching my guided meditations, you'd go up spiral staircases, you'd go to these frequencies. And we talk a lot about leaving the body. But that shifted about maybe 5 years ago, somewhere in there, or more, 5 to 7. And it's been all about bringing that down. And the work has been to not go anywhere, but to stay present on Earth and bring those energies here. And I think that when the way she said it today was very enlightening to me as well, because it's like that happens with the earth too. Instead of focusing on the earth and how can we save her or what's wrong, we focus our attention on this, you know, vibrant image of her, and we call that in and bring it down into that. That's the greatest gift we can give the earth right now.
Yeah, very much so. For lots and lots of love. And I like the gateways that she was talking about as well. The gateway to obviously add to our space, to you know, the to the love as well, and the twin flame and access, and you know, you are the one, the duality of it all. But we are, you know, we are one is a great way of putting it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was neat that she kind of went through those different areas and reminded us, because we're all facing different things like that, and remembering that they're here as gifts to help us become more conscious.
Yeah, very much so. And the last one as well, I think it was the last one, the finances, survival and ego, which I thought was absolutely spot on. And I could resonate with that so much from my, I say my past life, but my pre-40s. you know, everything was going so well. Well, I say up until I was sort of 30s. And the work that I was doing, there was lots of money coming in, you know, house, cars, all that. Literally had to go on my journey of losing everything. I lost the whole lot to do with my story, which a lot of people know of. But that was what I needed to do to come out the other side and to survive. And it was a great way of, obviously I know now that I don't need the money, you know, and I don't need this and I don't need that. I'm quite happy doing my work with spirit and just plodding along. But it is surviving. It's still having that survival instinct in a way, you know. And I'm sure a lot of people, as much as they receive stuff, you know, it goes. And
right.
You know, a great way that she put it as well. I will be listening to the show again just to go over it all at some point. But absolutely fantastic. And yeah, she was saying about the butterflies of excitement.
Did you feel those? I felt those.
I was feeling them before the show. But yeah, and you're right. You know, she was right. Some people do think it's a fear and anticipation. They do feel it on a negative basis. But for those that know about using their gut instinct as well, that those butterfly feelings are always for me, and I'm sure they are for you, is you know, excitement. When I'm going to go and do a demonstration, I know exactly when spirit are here because I get the butterflies and the excitement, you know. And you must do too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I was definitely feeling it today. And just reminding ourselves, it's such a habit to call it fear and look for something going wrong. And we can just shift that so quickly.
Yeah. Brilliant. And what Isis coming in at the end of as well. Absolutely fantastic. Obviously, we didn't expect Isis blessings to come through. So a great piece there on duality and, you know, and duality too. And is, the, you know, the oneness. So yeah, absolutely awesome. Do you know what? It's gone so quick. I've really enjoyed this afternoon. We're minutes to go. So very quickly, if you can just let everybody know, Sheila, how they can get hold of you through your website and your book and etc.
Okay, my website, the best website to go to is SheilaApplegate.com. And like I said, that if you click on the different pictures, it's going to take you to different websites that are more detailed about what I do, including one with a book. But again, the book title is Enchanted One, The Portal to Love by Sheila Applegate. And probably worldwide, the easiest way to find that is Amazon.
Fantastic. Lovely. Sheila, thank you ever so much for coming onto the show and finding us. And coming on and bringing Mary Magdalene, we send our love and thanks to Mary and Isis as well for a wonderful show. Thank you ever so much, all of you, and we hope to speak to you again soon. All right,
absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Take care. Thank you. Bye bye.
You too.
So, guys, I've literally just got a seconds to go. Don't forget, we're back on Sunday with the usual show on Sunday. And have an awesome week, guys. What an amazing night. I'm going to be listening to the show again in a couple of minutes. Enjoy the rest of your day or your evening, wherever you are. Spread the love, everybody, and spread the knowledge. And pass this show on, because what a great show and what an awesome message. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.